Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me again. We are doing this again. We are doing an episode every single day. And the episodes that air in between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes are part of this Consistency 365 series. And I decided to do this because I feel strongly that the missing link
the missing link to get us from where we are now to where we want to be in anything, whether that's related to our health, our weight, our finances, our relationships. The missing link for most people is consistency. And we understand what consistency is, and maybe we understand what we want to be consistent with, but applying those strategies every day with the ups and downs of daily life can be a challenge. So I'm going to be sharing what that looks like for me daily. For me to choose consistency and wrestle with those thoughts that we all have of, I'll do better tomorrow. What's the point? I'm too tired. I'm too stressed. I'm too busy. How are we getting through those moments? What are the tools? What are the strategies? What does that look like in real life when you maybe don't have a lot of time, or you don't have a lot of energy, or you have a million excuses and they feel really significant? Today, what I want to talk about is, it actually came from, I had a great conversation with one of my clients in the consistency course the other day, and she said, I don't know how to get past this block that is the fact that I don't enjoy planning. I know I need to be more prepared. I know I need to have a plan, but I don't like planning. And I said, well, I don't like loading the dishwasher, but I do it because I do like having a clean kitchen, because I do like having an empty sink. I don't like putting clothes in the laundry. I don't like folding laundry, but I do like the organization that is a result of that. So if you are looking to enjoy the process in everything, you're for sure going to struggle with consistency. If you are making decisions based on whether or not you enjoy doing X, Y, and Z, know that there's another perspective available that will probably support your consistency even more. One of the things that I really work to be consistent with is having my kitchen clean and organized every night before I go to bed. And that can be a challenge, especially last week I had 3 nights of evening webinars. And so rushing from dinner to bedtime to preparing for the webinar, getting outside, doing the webinar, Q&A, getting the replay ready, and then coming in and being like, I'm just beat. I do not want to clean the kitchen. I'm not in the mood. I would rather go to bed. But coming back to, my thoughts have to return to, I'm going to be so glad in the morning that I did this. The 5 or 10 or 15 minutes of effort is absolutely worth it. And it's so much easier to keep up than it is to catch up. And I think about that. I had this thought the other night. I was not in the mood to eat a healthy meal. I was tired. I had evening webinars. There was just so much going on. I don't want to eat what I plan to eat, but I do want the feeling that I get when I eat a healthy meal, when I don't eat garbage, when I don't order out, when I don't overeat or overindulge or any of those things. So when you are thinking, I don't want to X, maybe it is the result of X that you really do want. And maybe that is the perspective that you need to bring. And I always think about this kitchen example because it's such an easy one for me to grab onto. I don't like loading the dishwasher. I don't enjoy that. I don't look forward to it. But I do love how it feels to have a clean kitchen. I do love being someone who stays on top of these things so I don't come down in the morning to a sink full of dishes or a messy kitchen. I use this as a tool all the time when I'm thinking, I don't want to work out, but I do want that feeling I have after a workout. I do want to know that I'm incrementally contributing to my fitness in some small way every day. I do want that. So try on that perspective the next time you're feeling like you just don't want to do something.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking? Or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.